Hello and welcome to the Blackburn Rovers Offside Podcast. I am your host, Jimmy Q, and I'm here today with my roommate, housemate, friend, companion, loved one, Brian DeRose.
Hello, hello.
Just finally finished watching the replay of the Rovers versus Pompey on Setanta, the delayed airing here on the East Coast in the U.S. this evening. Game started off kind of shaky, but walked away with a huge 3 points, a solid 3-1 win. Good effort by the lads, and some really great talking points to take away from this game. Coming into this game, we all saw the last few run of form for us. We huge loss against Arsenal, huge loss against Chelsea, huge loss against Man U. Getting past Gillingham in the Cup, but that was with an average side, to say the least, against a subpar team in the Cup competitions. It was to be expected. Again, drawn with Chelsea at home, so not much luck there, even in the Cup coming into this game. Really just the chips stacked up against us as we were heading into this home match against Pompey, and a huge 3 points needed to sort of maintain a decent level in the league standings, not fall too deep into the bottom three. We were able to sort of come in with our heads held high because Ewood's been like a fortress the last few games. All our 10 points having come at home, picking up no points on the road, which is something that we have to turn around, but while we can, we're at home, we need to focus on what we can do, and we showed up to play today, but only after the first half ended.
A very, very rainy day at Ewood Park today. Some very sloppy play in the first half, but those second half subs did wonders for Sam.
Absolutely. Sam made some bold choices going into the second half, but coming into the game, I just really wanted to see two up front. We had tried DeSanto up front all by himself with Dunn in support. It wasn't working. He wasn't getting the service that he needed up front. So when we had the team sheet out today and it was Dunn in the middle of the park and then DeSanto up in front of him, I was very worried. I was afraid we were going to get little to no action coming through to the center, through DeSanto. And the first half sort of showed that. It was actually kind of awful. As you mentioned, very rainy, very sloppy. And that first goal early on, like, really, Paul Robinson, what were you thinking?
That goal, Paul Robinson, for some reason he was screaming at someone, one of his defenders, I think, but he should have saved that. He should have saved that shot.
He could point fingers at the two center backs for not closing down, but when you're letting someone drift like that in the center of the park, and I don't care if you're moving to the right or your left, he's, what, 25, 30 yards out, just kicking it with his left foot, no big deal. It takes a slip off the surface. It skids past him.
It looked like it might have taken a deflection, but I watched the replay. They showed it from different angles, and it didn't look like it. It just looked like it was going the opposite way and got caught off guard, but you need to save that.
Definitely got caught off guard. Positioning should have been much better. We've come to expect more from Paul Robinson, who, even though the score lines will show that he's let in a lot of goals, any Rovers fan watching the games could clearly see that he's been making some huge stops for us, but we really have come to expect better from him. First half, though, some talking points besides the goal that Paul Robinson should have stopped. Pedersen, you are god-awful. You're running around the park. You're just launching the ball in towards no one in particular. You can't make it past the first defender on set pieces. The only thing you're good for is your throw-ins, and they're very inconsistent. They don't even make it into the level of the six, and you're just a waste of space on the left flank.
Pedersen, I would like to see more from DeSanto as a Chelsea supporter. He's getting starting time at Blackburn, but he doesn't seem to be making – I saw him score that one goal. I don't know who that was against. I can't remember. He had that one-headed goal in when he was just happened to be in the six-yard box and it just kind of came to him. I'd like to see more out of him. He needs to start. He's loved, I guess, by Blackburn supporters.
Well, that header goal came against Burnley.
I mean, when he came out of the Portsmouth game, they were giving him some cheers, but he didn't seem to make much of an impact. He had that one play. He got around that one. That nice play getting around that Portsmouth defender towards the end of the second half, but I didn't see much from him today against that Portsmouth.
That comes from the lack of service with Pedersen in the first half and him by himself in the center of the park all alone. Some other good talking points. Elhaj Diouf and DeSanto, as we were just talking about, absolute workhorses. Diouf chasing down balls in the offensive third of the park towards the corner flag, chasing them down, winning corners, winning throw-ins, not letting really any ball get away from him that he couldn't chase down, just really showing how much of a work ethic he has and Lazy would be the last word used to describe him, and DeSanto, making no back passes easy every time the ball is kicked to David James or kicked around the defense, just chasing the back four down, chasing David James down like it's his job, which it is, but you don't see it often at this level, and it's just good to see such a young, hungry striker going out there trying to make a difference any way he can. Chimbanda also had a pretty decent first half. The thing with Chimbanda is playing on whatever wingback he's playing at that game. Today it was the right back position. He gets up. He's making some great passes with Diouf and Dunn back and forth, working his way up the wing in an attacking sort of style. And then he gets to the final third and his last pass to the midfield. It just always seems to screw him over. He never seems to have that final bit of quality that he needs to link up play. And really in the first half, you could see sort of all of Blackburn's attempts fall apart.
Yeah, it definitely was in part due to the slippery conditions, but you definitely tell in that first half they just couldn't get that. The build-up was kind of okay, but then that last pass really couldn't get it in.
Yeah, and going into the break, really, it just looked like Blackburn really had no strategy. They weren't organized, and even if they were trying to be free-flowing, it didn't really seem to go anywhere. They just sort of looked lifeless and almost clueless, as Portsmouth seemed to have the majority of the possession and the majority of the chances. Well, not valid chances, really. No team had really good chances other than the one goal.
Yeah, I think they said in the beginning of the second half, after Roberts and Benny Mack come on, they had Ryan Nelson took a shot in like the 50th minute, and I heard that was the first shot, Blackburn's first shot on goal in the second half.
And that really just sort of sums up the first half for us, just uninspiring, unimpressive. As a Rover supporter, just sort of had my head in my hands wondering if the second half would be anything like this, but pleasantly surprised I was, as coming into the second half, Big Fat Sam just decided he's seen enough, and Diouf comes off, but I think that was more for strategy. Pedersen comes off, and that's because he was terrible. We just sort of get rid of our wide players, bring on two strikers to complement DeSanto, so we have three strikers on the park now with the introduction of Jason Roberts, Benny McCarthy, and DeSanto, who's already on the pitch. Three strikers on the pitch. I don't know if we've had that.
Well, Man City style.
Yeah, a la Man City. I don't know if we've had three strikers on the pitch at all in the entire season. It was good to see sort of Big Sam making that bold decision. He knows he had a whole second half to come back. Didn't really try and batten down the hatches and defend. Playing against a subpar side like Pompey, and just really went for the throat there.
And it paid off.
It did indeed. The subs came in, bold move. I'm not sure if we were playing a 4-2-2-2 or a 4-3-3 or a 6-0-4, what we were doing. But it seemed to work. Nzonzi sort of holding down the middle of the park, along with Emerton, who moved over from sort of the wingish area to the center of the park with Nzonzi. Dunn was given free reign to just run wherever he wanted to. And then we had a little bit of Benny Mack linking up play up front to Roberts and DeSanto, and towards the middle of the second half, you really couldn't see anyone locked into any position. It was very free-flowing and attacking football from Blackburn, and I'm pleasantly surprised to see that because we're used to Blackburn in a very rigid formation, just sort of defending, clearing their lines. And Samba, something has to be said for Samba, who was clearly the best dribbler on the park today in the first half.
Man of the match.
He was given man of the match.
Despite Jason Roberts' two goals.
That's true. But in the first half, we saw Chris Samba with some fantastic footwork, just single-handedly starting attacks himself. In the second half, we see him batting down the hatches and defend and attack, and he's left, he's right, he's everywhere. He's Chris Samba, and he. I think if it wasn't for Jason Roberts, who should have gotten man of the match, Chris Samba was definitely a strong second.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he really announced his presence in the second half. But we came out with the attacking formation, we had a better flow, we had more confidence, and we had more of Dunny just being awesome.
I felt like in the second half, Blackburn was putting so much pressure on Portsmouth. I mean, the ball rarely even entered Blackburn's side of the pitch. The Benny Mack and Jason Roberts, just everyone really on Blackburn just putting constant pressure. Anytime someone from Portsmouth touched the ball, it seemed like a different team in the second half, and just constantly making chances. You know, like I said, they had their first shot on goal in the 50th minute, but I'm sure by the end of the game they had 6, 7, 8 shots on goal, 3 goals, and like I said, just constant pressure on Portsmouth. Portsmouth couldn't keep the ball.
That's true, which leads us into talking about our first goal here. Jason Roberts, just sort of the classic striker's poached goal. Just a little flick off the outside of his boot, just wraps it right around David James. I thought it took a deflection, but after watching the replay, he just sort of snapped that foot with the ball right on his toe into the back of the net. And Rovers fans out there listening, we know Jason Roberts, you know, one-on-one, who's the last person you want in the one-on-one situation? Keith Andrews. Jason Roberts would be the second-to-last person you want in that situation. The guy can't hit the broadside of a barn, but for some reason, on the outside of his toe at the 2 yards out, he's He's solid class.
He just stood in there in the box, boxed out his man, got the ball at his feet, and just it almost looked like a toe poke, but
like an outside foot.
An outside foot. He just kind of, just kicked it real quick with the outside foot and just went bottom right corner.
Yeah, caught everybody off guard. The second goal, Ryan Nelson. What else can you say?
A laser rocket off the just head. He unmarked in the box, and rightly so. He just rocketed that ball into the back of the net.
That's true. He really, just watching the replays, he saw that ball leave from the second it left the ground till it reached his head. He was eyeing that ball like a sniper. Mm-hmm. And he just launched that ball off his head. The replay showed David James went to swipe at it. If he would have stayed still, it would have hit him in the face,
David
and he would have saved it.
Had no chance of that.
Yeah, that ball was moving at a million miles an hour. And from there on, Rovers seemed comfortable. Pompey tried to push up. They got a little more pressure after being down one goal. But really, Rovers really never looked like they were going to lose the lead. Then finally, the third goal, just a fantastic just sort of build-up. Benny Mack finally coming with the ball, who crossed it from the left right into the box, finds Jason Roberts at the tightest of angles, and Jason Roberts just sort of finds that little niche to put it home.
That's one of those goals that you can tell what's going on before it happens. You saw Benny Mack get the ball on the left wing. He drove up. He saw him eyeing up Jason Roberts there, puts a good ball in, and Roberts just slips it in near post.
Yeah, I don't know who got the last touch. I don't know if it was Roberts, the defender. I really don't care. It was good to see Roberts get two goals, build some confidence. The big, strong man, he's great with his back to goal. Doesn't always get his just desserts with the actual goals on his score sheet, though. And it was good to see him leave the day with two goals under his belt. Some final talking points on the overall aspect of the game. Great refereeing.
Absolutely.
The referee just sort of came out, and he had just a firm authority on the game from the get-go. The referee was Andre Mariner, and he really just sort of he let his presence be known, but in a way that didn't stop the game until the game got sloppy in the rain. We saw like 5-6 cards in the span of 10 minutes.
I think there were 3 Blackburn players that were given yellows in the span of about 5 minutes before the first half ended. But you could tell that it was sloppy play just because it was so wet out. People were running into each other, falling over. But I think Andre Mariner did a good job keeping the yellow cards to a minimum, considering all the people sliding and falling and tripping over each other.
Yeah, that's true. Blackburn actually finished with 54% of the possession, and if you would have told me that after watching the first half, I would have called you a liar. They finished with 6 shots on target, 4 off, 8 corners to Pompey's 5. They actually didn't have as many fouls, which we're known for being hard tacklers, but Portsmouth actually had 18 fouls to our 12. And both teams receiving 3 yellow cards. No one sent off by Andre Mariner. And again, with Roberts scoring twice and Nelson getting one in between Roberts' brace. Just a solid performance by Blackburn in the second half. It was good to see them fight back, but also close the game out. They didn't sort of try and run it to the corner and give Pompey lots of chances. All the way up until the ref blew the final whistle, they were attacking. They had possession when the game ended. They were in Pompey's half, and they really weren't going to let this game get away from them.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like after the second Blackburn goal, Pompey came back. They put a little pressure on, but after Jason Roberts scored that third goal, that game was pretty much over. By then, Blackburn was doing a good job of keeping possession, even despite their... they say you're most vulnerable right after you score, but... Blackburn kept a good level head on their shoulders after scoring, and didn't make sure Pompey got any good counterattacks off or anything.
And that back four combination of Chimbanda, Samba, Nelson, and Givet, just really solid. They had a few scares. They sort of worried us. They didn't close down O'Hara on that first goal to open the scoring account. But overall, throughout the match, you really can't say anything bad about Blackburn's back four on defense there. Diouf, again, just want to say special mention to Diouf. Really was impressed by his game today. Also, the substitution of DeSanto at the end for Keith Andrews. What a waste of a substitution.
I feel like DeSanto, he deserves to get taken. I mean, he got taken off just for the applause.
You think that's what it was for?
It was the 87th minute. The game was
just
over.
Just to let the
point.
Rovers fans.
Let the Rovers fans applaud their young star, who will soon be back in Chelsea.
We'll see. That transfer embargo just got lifted. He might be staying until the end of the spring.
Yeah, we need him after the African Cup.
Just for the record, Keith Andrews is garbage. Pedersen really just needs to do better. But I'm liking the attacking style. I'm liking the way Rovers are sort of making Ewood their fortress. And roll on Nutlob in 2 weeks. I'm very excited to play the Wanderers. local rivals, not as big matches. The Scum, who we beat earlier on this year, and I can't wait to go and beat them at Turf Morgue. But, you know, Bolton, our other rivals in the region, looking very much forward to this game in 2 weeks after the international break. So we'll see if we can keep this run of play going. We'll see if we can keep our form up, keep everyone we need to on the score sheet. And till that game, we'll talk to you later then. This is Jimmy Q with the Blackburn Rovers Offside Podcast, and thank you for listening.